Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is once again live from Yerushalayim Hills with Aseret after a little hiatus in the Negev. And now we are, but there's never hiatus from Yomi. It's all over the country, as always. Rain, shine, heat. And we are continuing Siman Shin Lamed Dalet, the halachos of what you're allowed to save from a house, your own house, burning on Shabbos. And as we said, the house that is actually burning, they allowed the person only to save into a chater enough for three meals. Again, assuming there's no sakanas nefashos situation. So here we go. Gimel. We're going to make some qualifications with respect to these three sudos. Hitzil pasmakia. See, what they allowed in this taking enough for three meals, they also allowed you to pull shtick. But that's to be realistic shtick. It's called harama. And again, because the whole thing was gzeira, so they allowed you to pull shtick. So you go like this: hitzil pas tekiya, lo yatzil pas hadra. If a person goes ahead and he saves white bread, he's not allowed to go ahead afterwards and save brown bread. You have to understand: in those days, believe it or not, white bread was the delicacy. It was hard to do. Like, you know, now we have easy processing, but then it was a big pain. You had to take out the bran and right. You didn't have the So that was something special, like bleached bread, as opposed to brown bread. Or pas hadra, peiris, pas shenital hadora dahainu, pas subin. It's the bread that has the bran in it, otherwise known as whole wheat bread. Aval ipcha shari, but the other way around is allowed, meaning a person can go ahead and bring out the whole wheat bread, the brown bread, and then say, I really want the white bread. Okay, now, interesting thing is today, maybe, again, I didn't see the poskim say this, but I could see maybe, like for whole wheat bread, you could say, maybe you could go both ways now. That a person who took out white bread could say, oh, I want to go back in for the whole wheat bread, because maybe the whole wheat bread is the, like, for, you know, for some people, is the delicacy. So it might not be such a crazy zach to go with. Like then, it was like going in, like, it's like taking, a box of peanut butter crunch and saying, I got to go back in for the bran flakes. Ain't gonna fly. If you go, you know, you take out the bran flakes, then you can go back in and take out the peanut butter crunch. Right? And that's allowed. And that was a shtick. You go, you take the bran flakes, then you go and take the peanut butter crunch. All right? So now we move weiter. Let's look at the Mishneh Berurah. Sif katan yud. Hitzil pas. Save bread. Afilu hitzil hu pas arbe. Even if he himself saved a significant amount of bread, Rashoim b'nei beis gam kein latzil kol echad mazon shalosh sudos af shi'chol lechol mishalom. And everyone's allowed to go ahead and take the equivalent of three meals, even if the members of the household might be able to mooch a little off tati. Kol chad hitiru latzil shalosh sudos. Everyone they were matir to take out three sudos. V'chein kasav rabbis Yosef writes. Even if you have what to eat, low plug. They said no distinctions. You're allowed to go ahead and take three meals worth. Okay, and therefore, even if you're on Shabbos doing, you're normally not allowed to fest on Shabbos, but one fest you're allowed to do is what's called a tainus chalom, a tainus of a bad dream. Today we learn these in halachas. We don't really the poskim say that your bad dreams are just a lot of junk that you have in your head from the day. It's not like a kitsas nevuah or a ruach hakodesh. So anything that you think about in your dreams, you just stack up to just the nourishment that you have in your head all day. But the point is, let's say you were fasting a tainus chalom. So then you might think you can't save three meals worth. Why? Because you're in a tainus chalom. No, ashay latzil, lo chilku chazal. Chazal made no distinctions. That's Hebrew for saying lo plug. Made no distinctions. Pas hadra, right? The Ramah had said that was the pas subin, it still had the bran in it. The inkan sheikh was arama, right? You can't pull shtick by saying, Lomar, pas hadra nichali. I like the bran flakes. Who likes Captain Crunch? Who likes Fruity Pebbles? I like bran flakes. Same thing. You can't say, oh, I don't like the yabi chala. I like the bran chala. Ain't gonna work. Ain't gonna fly. But you can do the other, you can flip it the other way. Machmas bihilusi shachachti bilakachti pas hadra. Because a person could say, because I was so overwhelmed, I forgot, and I took the ichi bread. Aval beemes, and he wrote to the Rosh, I want to have the clean bread, the bleached bread, the white bread. Afil lechatchila. There he goes. You can do. You can pull the shtick lechatchila. Afil lechatchila yafol lahatzil pas hadra. Lechatchila, you can take out the brown bread, the whole wheat bread, the yachakach the key, and then the white bread. This is what I said. You're allowed to pull realistic shtick. It's shtick, but as long as it's something that's realistic. Vuvatin basar v'dagim. Same thing with meat and fish. Oshar shnei minim or other types of different minim. You can go get some basar. No, I want dagim. Dagim. No, I want basar. I want basar. No, I want suvi meat. Okay. Afilu imitzil kvar. Because mice. The difference between a number seven before the suvi and a number seven after the suvi. It's like two different minim. One's prime rib and one's, you know, hard cow meat. So you'd be able to go ahead. That's for, Rabbi Shulman, that's for you, man. Okay? A shout out to Rabbi Shulman who got me the suvi. My wife will never be the same again. Such a covered Shabbos. I have to control myself during the week. Okay. By the way, Rabbi Shulman, he's one of the first to make the corrections when I'm writing my tests and I fall asleep in my tests. So big shout out to him. So before you get your test, the reason why there are only minimal mistakes is because he and Doc Callis get to it many times before you knuckleheads. Okay, Victor. We move on here. Afilu imhitzil kvar min echad. Afilu imhitzil kvar min echad. Even if you already saved some fish, yochel lomar b'min hasheni ani chavid. You can say, I want the other one. The only thing is, pashtus, Rabbi Shulman, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, if you saved the suvi, you probably wouldn't be able to go in and then go take the number seven, unless you really don't know your meats. Okay, right. Dali. Matzilim miyom ha-kipurim l'shabes, avalo mi-shabes liyom ha-kipurim, biyom tov, below l'shabes haba. So it goes like this. You're allowed to go ahead and save not only Yom Kippur, both Yom Kippur, but from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, but not from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, or from Shabbos to Yom Tov. You can only save for Shabbos. The low of Shabbos Abba, and you also can't save from one Shabbos for three meals for the next Shabbos. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Yud Gimel. Miyom Kippurim l'Shabbos. So why are you allowed to be matzah from Yom Kippur to Shabbos? Daha, Yom HaShabbos lo yilcha l'achin. Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go ahead and prepare. Masha'en came, Shabbos to Yom Tov. From Shabbos to Yom Tov. You can prepare food on Yom Kippur. Shabbos Yom Kippur. Ah, what about Shabbos Yom Kippur? You can't prepare food on Yom Kippur. You go in Shechal Yom Kippurim Bechel B'Shabbos. Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. Gam Kein Aser. It would also be Aser. Why? The Halo Achil Ad Luurta Lemotzei Yom Kippurim. Because the person does not eat until Motzei Yom Kippur. So what are you going to prepare for Yom Kippur? He's not eating Yom Kippur. And I Motzei Yom Kippur Luurta. Yom Kippur, you can go and make this whole food. Yom Kippur, both Yom Kippur. The Afal Gav, now we go like this. You guys should have all asked the question. The Afal Gav, the little Mikvah Ladidan, since nowadays, that doesn't never falls out, Yom Kippur and Shabbos, Smuchim Ladadi. We never have, what was that time you remember, Yom Kippur and Shabbos back to back? You don't, because it never happens. So, because of a Shulchan Aruch, Zeh Asif. So, why is a Shulchan Aruch writing the Sif? It's not even realistic. You can have Shabbos to Yom Tov to Shabbos, but you can't have Shabbos to Yom Kippur to Shabbos. He says, no, it is relevant. When is it relevant? Lashmin, to teach us, if Yom Kippur fell out on Thursday, and you know you're not going to have enough, any food to buy, al Hashabbos b'yom shishi, matzilin, you'll be able to go ahead and save on Yom Kippur. If you know on Yom Kippur, even though Friday's in between, there's not going to be enough time on Friday to get pseudo Shabbos, you can prepare not only for Motzei Yom Kippur, okay, but also for the three meals of Shabbos. Now, where do you see it? You're going to go ahead and prepare from Yom Kippur to Motzei Yom Kippur. So that's the next statement in the Shulchan Aruch. Go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Aval miyom kippurim, ha-kippurim, le-motzei yom ha-kippurim, matzilin mezot tzuda echas. From Yom Kippur to Motzei Yom Kippur, you could save one mazot. So you're all asking, that doesn't make sense. We just said before, the reason why you're not allowed to, the reason why you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos till Motzei Yom Kippur was because on Motzei Yom Kippur the person can go ahead and do lap. He can go ahead and cook for himself on Motzi Yom Kippur. So why on Yom Kippur are you allowed to go ahead and say for the meal on Yom Kippur, Motzi Yom Kippur? So here, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Mazal tu da'achas, mipnei asakana. You can do it, mipnei asakana. Shigesanu od, kishalo yizdame lem alechol. You don't want him to have to fast more, okay, if he can't find what to eat. So therefore we allow him on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, to save what he can from the fire on Yom Kippur, for Motzi Yom Kippur. So he addresses my question. Shabbos, lo ratzu lahatir me'aytayim. Shabbos, they did not want to allow you to go ahead and prepare a meal by taking a meal out of the fire on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go ahead and take a meal out on Shabbos for Motzi Yom Kippur. Me'aytayim l'Motzi Yom Kippur. Why? V'chamira. Because Shabbos is more chamer than Yom Kippur. Hey. Matzil l'chayla u'lezakein u'lezakein u'lerav son kibayoni. You could go ahead and save for a sick person, an old person, someone who's a little famished. All these people, the chayra, can't eat the same amount as an average person, but you could save for them, kibayoni. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, tezvav, the chayla u'lezakein. Once again, the lo chilku chachamim b'shir, shlosh sudos. The chachamim did not make any distinctions, no plug, bein lahakil, bein lahachmir. Whether lahakil or lahachmir, you can have to take out more than three sudos, even for, or you can't take, you don't have to take less for the chol and the zakein, and you're not allowed to take more for the rabsam, for the person who is famished and really hungry and wants to eat even more. Vav. Shulchan Aruch. Had the eimat zilan el mazot shloish sudais. Ayinu dafka b'shnei kenim. Now we're coming to a very interesting halacha here. Up until now we've been assuming, well, you can't take out more than three meals. We already saw you can pull shtip, right? Now he's going to say you can do something else. This halacha, you can't take more than three sudos. It's only if you're taking it in more than one kli. Aval b'kli echad, but in one kli, matzilin afilu yesh bo me'a sudos. If you got a big kli, you can even save 100 sudos. Afilu peirash taliso, even if you spread out a talis, the kipel, and you folded it over, the hevi lesocho, and you put more in the talis, the chazer the kipel, and made another fold, the hevi lesocho, you put more, no, they're taking a big talis, put some food in, fold it over, put some more food in, fold it over, and keep folding over separate meals, okay, in, you say, yeah, yes, why don't you just shove it all in together in one shot? No, the reason why you're doing it is you want to separate a lot for the meals, okay, you can do the whole, and keep doing it, maybe it's also easier to take more that way. Irrelevant. You can all, the chiddush is that if you do it that way, you don't view it as two kelim, even though you're folding it, right? That's the chiddush. Whatever reason you're doing it, but it's not considered taking it in two kelim, because it's all one talus, even though you're folding it, and it looks like you're putting it in different compartments. It's still going to be okay, mutter. Kevin shemotzi akol v'pamachas. Because you're doing it all in one shot. But now look at the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Peirish Taliso, Bafilu Imaya Hamazon, Bekama Kalim. Even if the food was in different Kalim to start out, Uma'ara Osan, and he empties them out, the Tocha Talis, into the Talis, in the way he just suggested, Shari would be okay. Ah, but check this out. Avalani Acharbe Kalim Malayim, but to go ahead and take one Talis, and within that Talis, put a bunch of Kalim worth of 100 sudos, that won't fly. That's aser kevan shein kelim mechulakim. Since these are different kelim, so putting it into one talis, making it into one compound, right, kli, is not going to work because the kelim inside are different kelim. Okay? It's interesting what would be in a, like a dresser. A dresser that has different compartments. Is that like different kelim in a talus? Or is that like all of it in one talus because it's all one big dresser? I ate Shum the Paiskin. Let's move right there. Zion. Mutter lahatzil play tashmisho. You could also go and take out all your utensils and things that you use from your house. For when? Atzrichim lo lo sayon. Whatever you need for Shabbos, you can take out those kelim. You can go kosos for kitonios, like glasses and pitchers. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Zion. You can go kosos for kitonios, So to all kelim you need for your meals, you're going kapo, spoons, sakine, knives, and chadayim. Ches. The loyvesh kol mash yachol lilvosh. Now, you're allowed to wear whatever you can wear and wear it outside. And also, what you can do is umotzi uposhet. You can take it out, take off the clothes, run back in, okay, and save more clothes. Run back in, take it out. I said, go back out, take it off, run back in. That's back and forth. That's what he says. Mutter lahatzil. Sorry, is it lovesh kol mash yachol lilvosh? To wear whatever you go wear, take it out, poshe, take it off. Choser lovesh, go back in, wear some more clothes. Motzi, take it out, poshe, take it off. Yesh mishomer she'ena lovesh umotzi. Some say you can only put on and take out pamachas olvat only once. So the big question is, why is wearing clothes different than yisuda? Right? What's the reason? Again, who remembers? What's the reason why you can only take shlosh sudos? Because we're concerned that because you're overwhelmed and saving your stuff, you're going to go ahead and put out the fire. So therefore, they made only three sudos, so you're cognizant of the situation. So why should you be allowed to keep running in and saving all your clothes? Sounds like you shouldn't be able to do that. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Yud ches, sifkam yud ches, chozal lovesh, fahad lo sharinan ba'acholin u'mashkin. Lachzor ulahoti. And the fact that you're not allowed by food to do this, your only shtick you're allowed to pull is to go back in and say, oh, I want better stuff. I want something different. Right? It doesn't have to be something better. It could be something, I thought I wanted fish. I really want meat. Meat, I really want fish. But otherwise, you can't just go ahead and bring food out and come take another three sudos. You can't do that. But clothes you can. What's the chiluk? So he says, what's the difference? Because by food, we're afraid you're going to forget Shabbos and blow out the fire. Here, since they only allow you to go back in and wear it, that's enough of something that will make you cognizant of it in your head, and you won't come and put out the fire. You remember. He says, Hosh. Ve'ein hachinami. Indeed, it's so. The lahotzi malbushim biyado. Ein mutter ki im mashet tzarech lo laosa hayom ke achalin umashkin. The truth is, if he would be taking his clothes out back and forth in his hand, it would be usher to do except for what you need for that day, right? Ke achalin umashkin, like food and drinks. Finally, good test. The first opinion, that you can go in, wear clothes, come out, wear clothes, back and forth, till you get the stuff out, just make sure you don't get burnt in the fire. Test. And you can go ahead and say to others, here's another move you can do. You can say to people, you can scream out, come and save for yourself. And you can wear anything that you want, that you can wear. Imrotim, zochim bo min hefker. If they want, they can come take and be zochim from the hefker. Kevan sha'amer, since he said, atzilu lachem. Since he said, save for yourself. V'meinam rotim, this goes. They don't want to be terrible people and be zochim from this guy's tragedy. El rotim lach zero. So they want to return it, but still get what? Paid for their job of saving it. They can do that. It's not considered making profit, making money, doing business, and making profit on Shabbos. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. You're not allowed to say to them that they should save for you. Why? Because they only allowed to him three sudos for Shabbos. Because of Chayadam, Hesham Yatzvam, but if they want for themselves, they can save for him, Afiliyote Mishlosh sudos. That's specifically if they're doing it for themselves. Because he said to them, you could save, right, three meals. Again, he's telling them that, so they give it to him. As them, they only have a hefker to take from hefker up the three meals. We'll continue with this tomorrow. There's still a lot left for Mishnah Berurah. We'll continue with the rest of the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow.